You know, with President Obama, we're looking at somebody who I believe has basically faced no major obstacles to his upward mobility, and now simply cannot get over the idea that he's part of a government with separation of powers and checks and balances. I mean, you reflect on the fact that it took this guy 5 years to go from a lowly state Senate position in a one-party district in a one-party state to president of the United States. And he really, I mean, in his first 2 years as president, he had a Congress that did obeisance to him with a 60-vote Democratic majority in the Senate. So he's just not used to not having his way. He's just not used to living in a system where Congress says no. You know, behind the Democratic versus Republican partisan fight and behind the liberal versus conservative ideological fight, not really behind them, but above them, lies the basic fight of the executive branch versus Congress, which has been waging since the time our Constitution was written. And the executive branch, the so-called imperial presidency, began during FDR's term and rose to a peak under Nixon's administration. And then Congress intervened to cut it back down to size. And during the Reagan presidency, the Bush, the Clinton presidency, the next Bush presidency, Congress really began to reassert its authority over budgeting, national security, and a whole range of other things. And now Obama is really attempting to turn back the clock, not just to the Nixonian tactics, but to the Nixonian goal of an imperial presidency. And you see this in his executive order strategy and the way he's running his administration. In addition to a president who's out of control, we have an agency that's out of control with the IRS. It's spending $50 million on itself for conferences to build morale. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I think reflects an administration there that is just totally self-involved, has no sense of what is appropriate or not for a public agency to do, and is off on its own, going completely berserk. And I think that the IRS is as out of control as the president is. Speaking of out of control, Governor Christie's decision to have the election for the Lautenberg seat 3 weeks before his own re-election as governor, and to make the taxpayers of New Jersey spend $24 million for only one reason, is insane. And the one reason is that he doesn't want to run for governor with a Senate race going on at the same time with a high-profile Democratic candidate like Cory Booker competing for votes. He doesn't want the governor's race to be overshadowed by the Senate race, and he's afraid that a Democratic ticket led by Booker would get support. So instead, he wants the taxpayers to spend $24 million having an election 3 weeks before his own. Insane. For $24 million, he could give every teacher in New Jersey a $250 bonus. The world is not all bad when Stephanie Powers is going to have to go through a Senate Samantha Powers is going to have to go through a Senate confirmation. UN delegates is a post that has to be confirmed by the Senate, and it's going to be wonderful to go after Powers during this confirmation process. She at one point virtually advocated an armed invasion of Israel and has always been strongly anti-Israel, and not just in favor of the peace process, but overtly pro-Palestinian. I mean, she's a terrible choice for UN delegate, but a great way to expose Obama's true intention. Finally, in this controversy over this poor Pennsylvania couple and their child who is dying, their daughter who is dying, and the question of whether the daughter should receive a lung transplant or not, the refusal of Sebelius to override the Organ Donation Commission and to force it to make a quick decision on giving the priority to children under 12, it just illustrates how the bureaucracy treats human life as having very little value. This is just what's going to happen when she runs Obamacare. What would be the matter with her getting this board together, this organ donation board, and saying, I want a decision within the next 5 days on whether you're going to do for lung transplants, which you've already done for liver and kidney transplants, and put children under 12 at the top of the priority list. Then once we've done that, she should have hands off. And the decision as to which child under 12 gets it should not be hers, but should be made in the routine way and should not be influenced by politics. And I hope this young girl gets it, but I hope if she can't, I hope some other young girl gets it who can live as a result. But to say that because the board hasn't met and the statutory requirements for its consideration and review have not been accomplished, and for that this girl ought to die, just shows how you can't trust the bureaucracy with no heart and no sense of human compassion with overseeing the healthcare system of the country. So thanks a lot. I'll call in tomorrow again, and on Monday I'll be back and can talk to you live and in person. Thanks.